Is there a red line for China? I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House is not drawing a specific line, but says it wants China to know there will be consequences if it takes action to support Russia's invasion of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan holding talks with Chinese officials in Rome today. Meantime, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki moments ago also reiterating President Biden's decision not to send U.S. troops into Ukraine. A Fox News correspondent has been hospitalized in Ukraine.
Earlier today, our correspondent Benjamin Hall was injured while news gathering outside of Kiev in Ukraine.
Fox's John Roberts reading a statement from Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott, who says there's a minimal level of detail right now.
The safety of our entire team of journalists in Ukraine and the surrounding regions is our top priority and of the utmost importance. This is a stark reminder for all journalists who are putting their lives on the line every day to deliver the news from the war zone. We will update everyone as we know more. Please keep Ben and his family in your prayers.
Over the weekend, one American journalist was killed and another injured by Russian forces in a Kyiv suburb as they were traveling to film refugees. President Biden again blaming Russia's president for inflation.
The current spike in gas prices is largely the fault of Vladimir Putin. It has nothing to do with the American Rescue Plan.
Rejecting Republican criticism of that spending plan and others as he defends his domestic agenda. Police in Alabama say they're searching for three people who may have been present during a drive-by shooting that left a man and a two-year-old child dead yesterday at a home in Tuscaloosa. The mayor has referred to suspects not new to police in a social media post, but no charges have been filed, and police say the people they're looking for right now may or may not be suspects. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
British judges block a bid by Julian Assange to avoid being sent to the U.S.
Britain's Supreme Court says it has rejected a request from Julian Assange after he asked for permission to appeal a decision to extradite him to the U.S. The founder of WikiLeaks is wanted over his website's work publishing secret American files. The court says it refused Assange's application because it, quote, did not raise an arguable point of law. It's now up to the British government to finalise the extradition, although Assange can still pursue another challenge. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A statue thought to be the last Confederate monument on a courthouse lawn in Maryland has been removed. The Talbot Boys statue was relocated today. It stood on the Talbot County Courthouse lawn in Easton for more than a century. The copper sculpture featuring a boy holding a Confederate flag, and it names the men from the Eastern Shore County who joined the Confederacy and died in the war. After the county council voted to approve its removal in September, a coalition raised more than $80,000 to relocate it to a historical battlefield in Virginia. Pfizer is partially pulling out of Russia, ending all planned investments with local Russian suppliers, but the company will continue to supply medicine in Russia.
Medicines were excluded from the sanctions the U.S. and its allies have placed on Russia following its invasion of Ukraine. Pfizer says it will refrain from starting new clinical trials or recruiting new patients in Russia. It will donate all its profits from its Russia unit to causes that provide humanitarian support to the people of Ukraine.
Fox's Jenny Kosola. An anxious day on Wall Street as the the fighting continues in Ukraine and ahead of the Fed's big meeting this week. The Dow finishes up a point. It had been higher during the session, but just up a point at the close. The NASDAQ, though, tumbling about 2%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.